And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 25th of October, 2011. The great English poet Geoffrey Chaucer, author of the Canterbury Tales, died on this day in the year 1400, and since his birthday is unknown, we remember him on the anniversary of his death. Not a great deal is known about Chaucer. He fought with the English army in 1359 during the invasion of France, spent most of his life in public service. He was a comptroller for customs at the Port of London, commissioner of roads. He was a diplomat. He survived several outbreaks of plague, including the Black Death. Best known for the Canterbury Tales, making a pilgrimage to the shrine of St. Thomas Becket at Canterbury Cathedral, common in Chaucer's time. And in his poem, he has 29 pilgrims, as well as Chaucer himself, setting out from the Tabard Inn, agreeing to a friendly storytelling competition. He never finished the Canterbury Tales, so we don't know which pilgrim was the winner of the contest. It's the birthday of Pablo Picasso, Malaga, Spain, 1881. He was just 18 years old, living in Barcelona, painting pictures of his friends, when one of his paintings was selected for inclusion in a World's Fair in Paris. He went to Paris, he saw paintings by Manet, Cézanne, Degas, Toulouse-Lautrec, and decided to be an artist. And it's the birthday of the comedian Minnie Pearl, Sarah Ophelia Colley, born 1912 in Centerville, Tennessee. She was with the Grand Ole Opry for more than 50 years. It was on this day, 1854, in the Crimean War, a British light brigade misunderstood its orders and charged Russian troops on a hill. Hundreds were surrounded, about 200 were killed. The poet laureate of Great Britain, Alfred Tennyson, read the account of the disaster and wrote the famous poem, which is our poem for today. Half a league, half a league, half a league onward, all in the valley of death rode the 600. Forward the light brigade, charge for the guns, he said, into the valley of death rode the 600. Forward the light brigade, was there a man dismayed? Not though the soldiers knew someone had blundered. Theirs not to make reply, theirs not to reason why. Theirs but to do and die, into the valley of death rode the 600. Cannon to the right of them, cannon to the left of them, cannon in front of them, volleyed and thundered, stormed at with shot and shell, boldly they rode and well, into the jaws of death, into the mouth of hell, rode the 600. Flashed all their sabers bare, flashed as they turned in air, sabering the gunners there, charging an army, while all the world wondered. Plunged in the battery smoke, right through the line they broke, Cossack and Russian, reeled from the saber stroke, shattered and sundered, then they rode back, but not the 600. Cannon to right of them, cannon to left of them, cannon behind them, volleyed and thundered, stormed at with shot and shell, while horse and hero fell, they that had fought so well came through the jaws of death, back from the mouth of hell, all that was left of them, left of 600. When can their glory fade? Oh, the wild charge they made, all the world wondered, honor the charge they made, honor the light brigade, noble 600. The Charge of the Light Brigade by Alfred Lord Tennyson. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight, nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.